Find out what's going on in the world, the state, and in your own backyard. This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
Good morning. It's 8 a.m. I'm Luke Mathers, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin state budget is now on Governor Tony Evers' desk. He's threatened to veto the entire bill. Civic Media's Terry Bell reports.
The Wisconsin Assembly gave final legislative approval last night to a two-year plan that spends $99 billion. It includes record amounts of state money for local governments and public and private K-12 schools. It raises pay for state employees by 6% and cuts income taxes by $3.5 billion. Republican Terry Katzma.
If the government takes too much money, we think that the public, the taxpayers, the hardworking taxpayers of the state can spend this money better than what Madison bureaucrats can do.
The budget also cuts $32 million for University of Wisconsin diversity offices and raises fees for electric cars. And it defunds the Child Care Count subsidy program for daycare centers. Democrat Greta Neubauer.
If Wisconsin was not one of the most gerrymandered states in the country, I just don't think that this tax proposal would be in front of us today.
The bill now goes to the governor, who objects to tax cuts for the wealthy and the university diversity cuts in particular. Terry Bell, Civic Media News.
Minutes before the air quality advisory was set to expire across Wisconsin at noon on Thursday, the Department of Natural Resources extended it for most of the state through noon today. Officials with the DNR say monitoring the air quality from Canadian wildfires is a dynamic situation, and all but the northwestern portion of Wisconsin remains under advisories ranging from unhealthy for sensitive groups to very unhealthy for all residents. Wisconsinites overwhelmingly support abortion access in all or most cases, according to the most recent poll conducted by the Marquette University Law School. Civic Media's Pete Schwabo with more.
66%, or nearly 2 out of 3 responders, support legal abortion access in the state, an issue that has been the center of legal uncertainty since the U.S. Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade 1 year ago. Poll director Charles Franklin.
This issue, and the way it's a live issue in the legislature and likely to remain one, both here in the state and elsewhere, it's likely to keep this issue in front of the public over the next year or so.
There is currently a lawsuit working its way through the Wisconsin state courts to determine the validity of the state's 174-year-old abortion ban. Pete Schwabe, Civic Media News.
Marquette's most recent poll was released on Wednesday. Officials with the University of Wisconsin system intend to review admissions policies at all of the system's schools in the wake of the U.S. Supreme Court ruling yesterday, striking down affirmative action. UW system spokesperson Mark Pitch told Wisconsin Public Radio the system will assess the ruling and abide by the law. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Luke Mathers, and this is Civic Media News.
Here's what you need to know in western Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Kuska. If you're heading out on the roadways this weekend, you'll have plenty of company. AAA says they expect record-breaking numbers of travelers on Wisconsin roadways as people head to 4th of July celebrations. To avoid any delays, it's important to make sure that things are in order before heading out.
The biggest calls that we get to our roadside assistance line are relating to tires and batteries. So if you have a chance, get your vehicle in.
That's Nick Jarmuse of AAA. They predict over 50 million people nationally will be heading out for the holiday weekend. In addition, in an effort to keep intoxicated drivers off of roadways, AAA is offering free transportation. You can call 855-2-TOW-2-GO to get a free ride. This goes from tonight through Wednesday morning. And area law enforcement officials are reminding people to be safe if you are using fireworks this weekend. Follow all local ordinances and make sure you have water nearby, and don't let kids play with fireworks. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
The Brewers take the series in New York. Good morning, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a come-from-behind win, 3-2 over the Mets. New York got up 2-0 with a pair of solo home runs, but Milwaukee's Adrian Houser, back in the starting rotation, settled in and got the win pitching 6 innings.
Felt good. Yeah, felt really good. Felt like, you know, still been putting in the work and, you know, ready for this moment. And, you know, just, you know, felt good to be able to go out there and help the boys put up a win.
Then in the 6th, Brewers catcher Victor Carantini at the plate with runners on base against the Mets' Matt Scherzer. Brian Anderson with a call on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Caratini in the center field. That is way back there. Nimmo is on the run, and we are tied. Victor Caratini Caratini with a quick strike. 2-2 game on Caratini's fourth home run.
Mets pitcher Matt Scherzer.
Anytime we lose by one, you always look, you know, what could you have done to prevent, you know, one extra run from scoring? And you're always going to look at yourself and, you know, what you could have done. And, you know, it's unfortunate that homer really kind of flipped the game a little bit.
The Brewers in a tie for first place with the Reds. They open a three-game weekend series tonight in Pittsburgh against the Pirates. By the way, the Brewers had a heck of a time getting to the ballpark. A presidential visit had traffic blocked up in New York for hours. Finally, most of the Brewers got off the team bus and rode the subway to Citi Field, saving themselves about a half hour in traffic. The NFL cracking down on players betting on the games. Three players suspended for a year, now out indefinitely. The Colts immediately releasing two of them involved. A fourth player from the Titans will sit out six games for betting on other sports while in a team facility. No Packers involved. Matt LaFleur.
We haven't had any issues, so knock on wood, it's not going to be the last that we talk about this.
Golf, day two of the U.S. Seniors Open at Century World in Stevens Point. Madison's Jerry Kelly playing despite an injured left wrist.
It's been going on. It's been going out of joint for about a couple months.
That's Jerry Kelly with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
After 8 o'clock on this Friday morning, it is the last day of June. Thanks for tuning in to the Stu Daniels Show today. I'm your host, Stu Daniels, and I want to thank Earl Ingram for filling in for me again yesterday since we had to take the day off because my producer, Aaron, needed the day off for his big move. And Aaron, everybody wants to know, I'm sure everybody's on the edge of their seat, how did it go?
It went pretty well. I'm a little stuffy today because between the air quality and moving a whole bunch of dusty furniture, my allergies have been acting up. But and I'm a little sore today, but you know, we got everything moved. Obviously still have to set up the new place, but it's so much nicer than my old apartment. And it felt good to wake up there this morning.
Nice. What makes it better than the old place?
It's a little bit bigger. It's also just nicer. Like the place we were in last time, we, for the first like 6-7 months we lived there, we kept having problems in one of the bathrooms. It's a 3-bedroom apartment. Both of them are. So there were 2 bathrooms, but in one of them, we had a water leak in the ceiling. And at one point it expanded into a bubble that was probably about like a sphere, if a foot in diameter. Just of water bulging down from the ceiling, actively coming out. And I was like, I hope they get in to fix this soon.
Man.
Eventually they did.
Well, Well, that's good. And but it still sounds like moving was a good idea. So congratulations on your move. I hope it goes well for you. And man, the skies yesterday were pretty crazy with all that smoke and stuff. You were having to breathe that in. Did you wear a mask or no?
I did not. Because my allergies, I was having enough trouble just breathing at all. With how stuffy I was, that I thought, you know, it's going to suck, but I kind of have to.
Yeah. Yeah, well, the good news is that the smoke is clearing. I mean, it's still out there a little bit, but I just checked. And let's see, I think I checked La Crosse, and it said the air quality index right now in La Crosse is like 45. So that's the lowest it's been in quite a few days, and that's in the green zone. So that's good news.
Yeah, Madison's down to the 70s and 80s. So that's in moderate as opposed to unhealthy.
Yeah, that's way better than it's been for the past several days. And hopefully it'll continue to get better. Last I heard, which was, I think, yesterday morning, up in Canada, you know, we talk about these Canadian wildfires and the fact that they're covering half of the United States with smoke. But when I heard yesterday, the latest report was that there were almost 500 of these wildfires up in the Canadian plains. And of those almost 500 fires, fewer than half of them were under control. So it may be, you know, another, I don't know how many days or even weeks until they get it, the whole thing under control. But it's just another example of how things are changing in our climate. We have to be paying attention and doing everything we can individually to put off the climate change as much as we can. Individual decisions like how you get to work and how you get to school and how often you use your car and how you use your car, how you use your bicycle, and how you use your feet, and how you use public transportation. All of those things make a difference. And obviously, if we were all doing everything that each of us can, it would make a big difference in how much carbon we're putting out into the atmosphere. And these extreme weather conditions may not happen as often if we can all do our part. Obviously, right now, for this entire week, you know, the entire United States has been having extreme weather problems. For about half of the country, the skies were filled with smoke. It was difficult to breathe. You shouldn't have been going outside. But then for the other half of the country that wasn't under the smoke, they were experiencing temperatures above 100 degrees for several days in a row, record-breaking temperatures day after day after day. This isn't normal weather. You know, I mean, this isn't the kind of weather that people my age grew up with. Back in the 60s and 70s and 80s, we had extreme weather occasionally, but it was a big story. It wasn't day after day after day, just continuous. So things have definitely changed. And I hope that we can all do our part to make things, to keep things from getting any worse. The next thing that I wanted to discuss besides the environment, well, let me give you a few other things first. Outside today, should be pretty warm. I just looked at the forecast for La Crosse. They're saying mostly sunny with a high near 89. Eau Claire, mostly sunny with a high near 88. Hayward, mostly sunny with a high around 84. And in Wausau, sunshine also there with a high around 84 degrees. Thanks for everybody in Wausau tuning in today, WXCO. This is unfortunately your last day to hear me, but let's see. Let's look at sports here. Brewers won again last night. Final score 3-2 over the Mets. They won three of the four games in that series. The Crew are now tied again for first place with the Reds. Brewers start a three-game series tonight with the Pirates in Pittsburgh. Also in the news today, you know the big story, right? Everybody's been talking about for the past 24 hours or so, the U.S. Supreme Court overturned affirmative action yesterday. That was a move that was kind of expected, but still kind of shocking. More big decisions are expected today from the Supreme Court. And also in the news today, the Wisconsin Assembly passed the proposed budget along party lines yesterday. Now goes to the governor's desk for him to either sign or veto. And, of course, in Wisconsin, the governor can also do line item vetoes, marking out certain things. Also in the news today, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has extended the air quality advisory until noon today. But as we were just discussing, the air quality index number has gone down quite a bit, across now at 45, which is in the good range. And by the way, Aaron, let me ask you this question. Would you consider yourself a fireworks guy? Do you go out there and spend hundreds of dollars every year to light off fireworks and stuff?
I do not, but I know my dad does, so I get to enjoy that a little bit. But
okay,
I, on my own, probably still wouldn't, even if he wasn't.
Yeah.
How about you?
And I haven't bought fireworks in at least 30 or 40 years, but
you know, fireworks are something that we should take pretty seriously. And, you know, fireworks are fun to watch. But there are some drawbacks that we should discuss real quickly here since I believe we're going to be off on Monday and Tuesday. Is that right?
Yes, that's correct.
Okay. So the next time you'll hear us is on Wednesday after the 4th of July. And just a couple of things I'd like to say to those who do like to purchase fireworks and light off your own fireworks. You got to be super careful. You know, one thing that a lot of people don't think about that buy fireworks and light off their own fireworks is how it may affect people around you, especially veterans, and especially combat veterans who may suffer with PTSD. You know, this is something that people might not want to think about when they're lighting off their fireworks and they are thinking, well, I just spent $200 or $300 on fireworks. I want to light this stuff off and have fun with my family and show them, you know, these fireworks. But just be conscious of who's around your house or who's around the area where you're lighting off the fireworks. You know, if you have a neighbor that you know is a combat veteran or may suffer from PTSD or is just an elderly person or somebody who has a lot of pets, you know, dogs and cats. And even if you're in a rural area and there are farm critters around and livestock, you know, just be conscious of where you're lighting the stuff off and who's around and who may be affected by this stuff. You know, in some areas where it's more densely populated in the cities like Milwaukee or Madison or La Crosse, people light off fireworks and they come flying past the house and explode. And if somebody has an issue with PTSD or is just a nervous person or doesn't like hearing the fireworks, show them some respect. But and of course, the other thing is that we may not think about always, especially with the big fireworks displays. There are all kinds of toxic elements in those big fireworks displays. There are heavy metals and other toxic elements that you shouldn't be breathing in. They are definitely polluters. Now, I don't want to rain on your parade, so to speak, or rain on your fireworks parade. But I don't know. My attitude toward fireworks has changed quite a bit over the years. I used to be a big fireworks proponent, you know, round everybody up. Let's go see the big fireworks show. But I don't know. These days, they're still fun to watch. But I do often think about the pollution, and I think about the wildlife that's affected and the pets and everything else. So anyway, that's my two cents on the fireworks. If you're going to light them off, be careful so you don't hurt yourself. And be conscious of people in your neighborhood or around the area that you're lighting them off. Enough said. We'll be back in a minute. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun, I say, it's all right. Little darling, it's been a long, cold, lonely winter. Little darling, it feels like years since it's been here. Here comes the sun.
To achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Wachs, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs today, 855-954-1186.
All in two weeks, Gingras Thompson & Wachs, GTWLawyers.com.
apple pie, fireworks, parades, red, white, and blue. Civic Media loves 4th of July, and we hope you do too. Would your business benefit from reaching hundreds of thousands of radio listeners? Show your American pride by helping sponsor radio promos, celebrating Independence Day, listing city fireworks displays, and honoring military veterans. If your business would like to be involved, email your name and phone number to info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Wachs has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Wachs, 855-954-1186.
We have some pretty nice weather on the way as we head into the pre-4th of July weekend. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 86 this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. 62 tonight, partly cloudy, 86 tomorrow. Slight chance of an isolated thunderstorm on Sunday, 86. Slight chance of a thunderstorm Monday with a high near 90. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 69.
Thanks for listening to your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more on our website, civicmedia.us.
Twas in another lifetime, one of toil and blood, when blackness was a virtue, the road was full of mud. I came in from the wilderness, a creature void of form. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. And if I pass this way again, you can rest assured I'll always do my best for her, on that I give my word. In a world of steel-eyed death and men who are fighting to be warm, come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. Not a word was spoke between us, there was a little risk involved. Everything up to that point had been left unresolved. Try imagining a place where it's always safe and warm. Come in, she said, I'll give ya shelter from the storm. Burned out from exhaustion, buried in the hail, poisoned in the bushes and blown out on the trail. Hunted like a crocodile, ravaged in the corn. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Suddenly I turned around and she was standing there, with silver bracelets on her wrists and flowers in her hair. She walked up to me so gracefully and took my crown of thorns. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Now there's a wall between us, something that's been lost. I took too much for granted, I got my signals crossed. Just pretend till it all began on a non-eventful morn. Come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm.
Yes, come in, she said, I'll give you shelter from the storm. Bob Dylan on a Friday morning, 24 minutes after 8 o'clock now. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. Discussing a few different topics today. We were discussing fireworks, some of the drawbacks of fireworks. Be careful with those things. They're dangerous. They can affect your neighbors, especially combat veterans who may have PTSD. So just be careful. Also, the big news today, the assembly in Wisconsin passed the budget yesterday, sent it to the governor's desk. Now he has to decide whether to veto it or approve it, sign it, or he could make line item vetoes. And by the way, we got 24 minutes. Aaron, are you there? I wanted to mention to you before I get started on this. You remember on Wednesday when we were here, we were discussing how bad the smoke was. And just by coincidence, I had you play a song by Robert Plant and Alison Krauss.
Yeah.
And interestingly enough, on that night, Wednesday night, a couple nights ago, they were in Cleveland for that tour that I mentioned that they were out on right now. It's almost the end of the tour. And that show in Cleveland had to get canceled because of the smoke on Wednesday. It was so bad in the Cleveland area. And I was looking at some of that social media stuff. Some people had traveled 2 hours, 3 hours or more from places like Buffalo to see the big show, got here and the show was canceled at the last minute. But just to give you an idea of how bad the smoke was. But imagine if you're going to a concert, you wouldn't want to sit outside. I mean, this was at one of those amphitheater type places, a well-known place called Blossom Music Center outside of Cleveland. If you were in the audience, you wouldn't want to hang out outside and breathe that stuff in when it's so bad. And if you were on the crew, you know, if you were a roadie or something setting up or tearing down, you wouldn't want to be breathing that stuff. But most of all, if you're on the stage, imagine Robert Plant, who must be, what, 75 or 76 years old these days. You wouldn't want him to breathe that stuff either. So I guess it's good that they canceled it. But unfortunately, since it is close to the end of the tour, they can't reschedule it. But I just thought that was kind of a coincidence since we had discussed it Wednesday and talked about them being out on tour and then they had to cancel the show that night.
Yeah, it is unfortunate, but like you said, it's for the best, especially when you're belting it out like Robert Plant does and sucking all that nasty crud back in.
Oh, I wouldn't want to be a musician on stage in addition to Robert Plant, who's obviously breathing hard while he's singing and moving around the stage. There were other musicians, you know, I think they even had some horn players and that's just crazy. Hopefully they can get those wildfires under control. But I did want to get to this budget thing before we have to take another break. This is from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. The headline says, Assembly sends Tony Evers a state budget that includes tax cuts, an education spending boost, and a cut to UW. Now, we know that the governor has said that he will not sign a budget that has big tax breaks for the wealthiest Wisconsinites and minuscule tax breaks for the working class and the working poor. He said he didn't want to sign a budget that has a big cut to the UW system, although there is an opportunity to get that $32 million back that the Republican lawmakers believe is being spent on diversity, equity, and inclusion. Who would want a diverse campus, right? But also, it'll be interesting to see what happens. I don't think we have a whole lot of time to get into this before the break, but what do you think? Do you think that the governor is going to sign the budget the way it is with the big cut to the UW system? Or do you think that he might cut that out with a line item veto? I'd be interested to hear what you have to say. The phone number, if you want to get on the radio, is 715-388-7155. Going to take a break. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Missed your favorite show? It's easy to find it wherever you listen to podcasts. Apple, Google, or civicmedia.us.
CBS News Brief. Neither smoke, extreme heat, nor airport delays and cancellations will keep Americans from traveling this 4th of July weekend. AAA's Aixa Diaz.
Be prepared for delays and cancellations. Have a plan B in place. Get to the airport with enough time that if there is a delay or a cancellation, you can act quickly and try to rebook.
That smoke from Canadian wildfires is a bummer for summer campers like Christopher Mallon in Western Pennsylvania.
I've only seen fog like this before. I've never seen this kind of smoke.
The Supreme Court's expected to announce its decision on President Biden's student loan forgiveness program today. Debt collectives, Braxton Brewington.
There are a couple of plans for people to lower their payment, but those plans don't work very well at all. And that's why we have been calling on federal government to implement broader scale relief.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Walks, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical
malpractice. Here's what you need to know in Western Wisconsin. I'm Jimmy Cuska. The Wisconsin DNR is reminding people to be safe this holiday weekend if you're out on the trails by making sure you're using the right equipment when driving your ATV or UTV.
Helmets save lives. I've been to countless scenes where a helmet has saved an individual's life, no doubt. And with UTVs, there's seatbelts for a reason.
That's Marcus Medina of the DNR. So far this year, Wisconsin has had 13 fatal crashes involving an ATV or UTV. 21 people died in ATV or UTV crashes last year. With the 4th of July weekend upon us, local law enforcement officials are reminding people to be safe when using fireworks. Most cities have ordinances against fireworks that leave the ground or explode, and those come with costly fines. If you are setting off fireworks, be sure to keep them away from things that easily catch on fire, and have access to water nearby. A public safety commission says nearly 200 people go to the ER each day around the 4th for firework-related injuries. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one law firm stands out above the rest. Gingras Thompson & Walks, a $6.2 million settlement for a woman permanently paralyzed as a result of medical malpractice. $4.9 million to members of a family injured due to the negligence of a truck driver and his employer. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks today, 855-954-1186.
All in to win, Gingras Thompson & Walks, GTWLawyers.com.
Apple pie, fireworks, parades, red, white, and blue. Civic Media loves 4th of July, and we hope you do too. Would your business benefit from reaching hundreds of thousands of radio listeners? Show your American pride by helping sponsor radio promos, celebrating Independence Day, listing city fireworks displays, and honoring military veterans. If your business would like to be involved, email your name and phone number to info@civicmedia.us. That's info@civicmedia.us.
Civic Media isn't just another broadcast company.
We're your neighbors. We bleed green and gold.
And we love nothing more than to help fellow Wisconsinites succeed.
Whether your business wants to advertise to your local community or the entire state, Civic Media can help. Find out more at civicmedia.us.
The law firm of Gingras Thompson & Walks has a track record of making life-changing, positive differences for their clients. $5.25 million to a woman who suffered brain injuries and her husband passed away when struck by a drunk driver. $1 million to three different individuals injured by drunk drivers. $1 million settlement to a man injured in a motorcycle accident. Call Gingras Thompson & Walks, 855-954-1186. News is brought to you by Gingras Thompson & Walks, a statewide team of personal injury lawyers getting you the justice you deserve. Call 855-954-1186 for a free consultation. When it comes to achieving successful jury verdicts and settlements, one...
We're jamming, jamming, and I hope you like jamming too. Ain't no rules, ain't no vow, we can do it anyhow. I and I will see you through, 'cause every day we pay the price, we're the living sacrifice. Jamming till the jam is through. We're jamming. To think that jamming was the thing of the jamming, and I
will see you through 8:34 right now. Welcome back to the Stu Daniels Show. Bob Marley on a Friday morning, jamming on a Friday morning. And I wanted to get to this budget issue. As we mentioned, the Assembly passed the budget late last night, sent it on to the governor's desk. Now he has to decide whether to sign it and approve it or veto it or just take out parts of it with the line item veto. Assembly sends Tony Evers a state budget that includes tax cuts, an education spending boost, and a cut to the UW system. This is from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and it says Assembly lawmakers late Thursday sent to Governor Tony Evers a $99 billion two-year spending plan that leverages an historic surplus to cut income taxes by more than $3 billion for Wisconsin residents. Now, on the surface, that sounds like a good thing, right? Tax cuts. We all like tax cuts. But the issue is, where are the tax cuts for the different tax levels? And in this case, Republicans, as usual, like to give super big tax breaks to the richest people and minuscule tax cuts to the people at the lower end of the spectrum. And that way everybody can say, or at least they can say, that everybody got a tax cut. Getting back to the story, it says the action now shifts to the governor, and the Democratic governor Evers has promised to deploy his powerful veto authority over aspects of the Republican-authored spending plan. Assembly lawmakers voted 63 to 34 along party lines. That's right, 63 Republicans, 34 Democrats. The Republicans voting for it, the Democrats voting against it. And they passed the 2023 through 2025 state budget, which includes a $1 billion increase in state and local funding for K-12 schools, a $32 million cut to diversity programs at the University of Wisconsin system, also higher fees for electric vehicle owners. That's a strange Republican thing, too. You know, I mean, if somebody buys an electric vehicle, in many areas, you want to give them like a little tax cut, a little tax break, because they're going out there on a limb and buying the latest technology so that the rest of us can breathe better, because electric cars don't have an exhaust, obviously, plus the fact that they're better for the environment and make a difference in climate change. So wouldn't you want an incentive to try to get people to buy more of those? Not if you're a Republican. Try to get them to buy fewer of them by having higher fees for electric vehicle owners. And in case you're scratching your head saying, well, how can they even justify that? Well, they say because you're not buying gasoline, you don't have to pay the gasoline tax, so you should have to pay higher fees for your electric vehicles so you can contribute to building new roads, et cetera, et cetera. Also in the budget, pay boosts for state employees and correctional officers, and as part of a $4.4 billion tax package, Wisconsin residents' income taxes would be cut by $3.5 billion through a plan that focuses its largest reductions on the state's wealthiest filers. Quote, I am incredibly proud of the document that's being presented today, Assembly Speaker Robin Voss, Republican from Rochester, told reporters yesterday. He went on and said, that's a budget that's the right size for the state, ensuring that we can afford it for the long term, making sure that we invest in everything from police and fire to ensuring that we have great schools all across the state, and then ultimately returning a significant chunk, almost half of the dollars that were overtaken from the citizens of Wisconsin, back to them through income and property tax cuts. Well, maybe back to the most wealthy of the Wisconsin citizens. And that's the end of that quote. The story from the Journal Sentinel goes on and says, Evers previously said he would not sign a state budget that includes tax cuts for wealthy residents or maintains a $32 million cut to defund diversity, equity, and inclusion programs within the UW system. Both measures were included in the budget passed Thursday, but Evers has since softened his position and signaled he could support the UW provision because Republicans on the budget writing committee included a companion provision that allows UW officials to request for the funding to be restored if the committee approves their plans for it. In other words, they want to take that $32 million away from diversity, equity, and inclusion programs, and they want to offer it up if the plan for the $32 million meets their requirements for which jobs are supported. Okay, so it would have to be approved. Here is what the governor is saying. He says, "We're still in the process of looking at it," Evers told WQOW on Thursday. He said, "Every time they take a whack at it, they make some changes. So I want to make sure that the pieces are in place for me to sign it or not," end quote. Evers will likely take action on the budget in the coming days. If Evers chooses to sign the budget, he could still make changes to some provisions using partial vetoes, a broad power that allows the governor to remove words and sentences from the budget to rework select provisions passed by the legislature. The governor told WQOW he would use, quote, as many partial vetoes as we can muster if he does sign the budget. Not included in the state budget bill are more than 500 proposed funding items from Evers, more than 500, which Republicans stripped from the budget in May. Items removed from the budget include the creation of a paid family leave program, expanding Medicaid, extending pandemic-era funds for child care programs, legalizing marijuana, adding mental health programs in schools, and several measures aimed at addressing PFA contamination, though a historic $125 million to clean up PFA contamination across the state was included in the budget past Thursday. So as the story mentioned, there were over 500 items that have been removed from the budget that the governor proposed. And those items include the creation of a paid family leave program. Now, wouldn't that benefit workers? Wouldn't that benefit the middle class? Paid family leave, right? You're in the process of having a child or some other issue in the family. You need some time off. Paid family leave. Well, the Republicans don't think that's a good idea. Why would you want to help working people, middle class? Also, expanding Medicaid. I think Wisconsin is down to one of less than 10 states that are left that still have not taken the Medicaid expansion. And what's the reasoning behind it? Originally, the Republicans were saying that they were, you know, this is what, over 10 years ago now, they were saying that they were worried that the federal money would run out and that we as Wisconsin taxpayers would have to pay more. But now, after all these years have gone by, look how many millions, actually billions of dollars, that Wisconsin taxpayers have had to come up with that we could have gotten from the federal government, money that we send to the federal government in our federal income taxes. I don't understand that, that's for sure. Also, the pandemic era funds for child care programs, you probably heard how that's going to affect child care programs across the state, which are in dire straits already. Legalizing marijuana is the next item on here. And obviously, that issue has done well for the state of Michigan, and it could do well for Wisconsin as well. They wanted, or the governor at least, wanted to add mental health programs in schools. And the Republicans said no, no money in the budget for that. So anyway, getting back to this story here, it says Democratic lawmakers blasted Republicans before the budget vote Thursday for crafting a spending plan, quote, full of missed opportunities, end quote, that cut Evers' funding proposals by $6.8 billion when the state had a record high $7 billion budget surplus. So why cut all this stuff from the budget? Here's a quote from Representative Kaylin Haywood of Milwaukee, Democrat. He said, "We had a chance today to use this budget, this historic surplus, to invest in the people of Wisconsin, to give them the tools they need to be successful. Republicans decided to take those dollars away." During floor debate on the budget Thursday, Representative Robin Vining, Democrat from Wauwatosa, argued including tax increases for Wisconsin's wealthiest residents, but leaving out Medicaid, childcare, and school safety program investments avoided incoming problems and left working families choosing between critical needs. Quote, "We have so many people counting on us. We have had so much opportunity with this budget. We had so many options. We had so much money. And I don't think we did what's best for Wisconsin," Vining said. "This budget is not good and fair and just and right. It is a cart of grain crushed by its own weight." Democrats put forward 13 last-ditch proposals to change the state budget plan on the assembly floor, all of which were shot down by Republicans. The failed amendments would have restored Evers' plan for child care funding, legal marijuana, and a repeal of the state's 1849 abortion ban, among other measures. Under the budget plan sent to the governor, Wisconsin schools would receive about $1 billion in additional revenue through a mix of new funding and property tax increases as part of the lawmakers' budget action and a separate agreement between Evers and Republican lawmakers on local government funding. All right, let's take a break right there. Stick around. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
Go time at Chula Vista. Time for you to discover Wisconsin's most complete resort experience. 200,000 square feet of water park fun. New thrills like zip line racing. 18 holes of classic golf. Wisconsin's number one steakhouse. Hundreds of newly renovated rooms. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the nation's top 10 indoor water parks per USA Today's 2023 Reader's Choice Awards. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Oconomowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
We have some pretty nice weather on the way as we head into the pre-4th of July weekend. Today, mostly sunny. We'll get to 86 this afternoon. The wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. 62 tonight, partly cloudy, 86 tomorrow. Slight chance of an isolated thunderstorm on Sunday, 86. Slight chance of a thunderstorm Monday with a high near 90. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Back to the Stu Daniels Show, 8:51 right now on this Friday morning. Hope you're having a good day so far. If you have any comments on topics we've been discussing so far this morning, feel free to call in. I'd like to hear what you have to say. The phone number is 715-388-7155. And if you want to, you can send me an email message. My email address is stumanradio@gmail.com. And Stu is spelled S-T-U. And just before the break, we were discussing the new budget, the state of Wisconsin budget for 2023 through 2025. Now, at the governor's desk, the assembly passed it last night, and we have to see what the governor is going to do about it. We're not sure if he's going to sign it or veto it, or maybe just take some parts of it out. I was going over an article in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. It says here, just under, or I should say under the budget plan sent to the governor, Wisconsin schools would receive about $1 billion in additional revenue through a mix of new funding and property tax increases as part of lawmakers' budget action and a separate agreement between Evers and Republican lawmakers on local government funding. The lawmakers agreed to include in the state budget an additional $778.5 million in state funding, while also allowing school districts to raise the rest through property tax increases. Included in the plan is $534 million more in general school aids and an increase of $650 per student in state-imposed limits on how much revenue schools are allowed to raise over the 2 years of the state budget. The percentage of special education costs covered by the state would also increase to 33.3% from 30% under the current law. However, it was higher education that dominated Thursday's debate in the assembly as Republicans and Democrats divided over a $32 million cut to UW System Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Programming that would eliminate nearly 200 positions. Representative Alex Dahlman, Republican from Green Lake, clarified to reporters the budget vote that UW could ask the legislature's budget writing committee to restore the funding if they present a plan to better address Wisconsin's critical workforce shortage. Quote, what constituents across the state want to know, it says, what constituents across the state want is to know that a degree from a UW campus is meaningful and not just based on how our students conform to looking through a lens and a single ideology and viewpoint for the world, Dahlman said. I got to stop right there because I don't understand that argument from some Republicans who say that higher education, colleges and universities, want all students to conform to looking through a lens and a single ideology and a single viewpoint for the world. I've always thought that colleges and universities were just the opposite. It's where you go to expand your lens, your viewpoint of the world, and you are subjected to, you are exposed to many ideologies and viewpoints, not only from around your state, but from around the world, as you interact with people of all different cultures.
I can definitely say, having been to college recently, we had a lot of international students, and also like the one class that every freshman had to take, the whole point of it was to get you in that mindset of there are people from everywhere. They all have different ideas. So it was a lot of discussion based and then writing papers of interpreting different works of literature or art or whatever. And the whole point was, this is not just one right answer. There's so many different ways to approach this.
Yeah. And so where do Republicans, I agree with you 100%. And where do Republicans get this argument from, that by going to college, you are being indoctrinated to believe only one single ideology and one single viewpoint? That argument doesn't hold up, unless maybe they haven't been to college and they haven't been to a university where that is the whole point, to expose the students to different viewpoints and different ideologies, seeing the world from a different lens than the one they may have, than the lens they look at from their, from how they grew up. Let's put it that way. Okay. I'll get on to a little bit more of this before we have to take a break, but it says Democrats lamented the cuts as another blow to racial equality following the U.S. Supreme Court's decision to gut race-based affirmative action in college admissions just hours before the assembly advanced the state budget. So not only at the state level, but now at the Supreme Court level, it does seem like conservatives want to just remove all diversity, equity, and inclusion plans from college and university admissions. And it's every student for himself. And if you are among a minority that, or any minority group, then you're pretty much on your own. You know, affirmative action, as some Republicans believed, was getting students who didn't qualify into programs that they wouldn't have gotten into otherwise. But that's not how affirmative action works. Affirmative action finds the kids who are qualified that may have not been able to get in. But anyway, it'll be interesting to see what the governor does with the budget. I'm going to predict that he's going to remove some items, but he's going to sign it because I think he's ready to move on. But that's just the way I'm reading it from here. Hey, let's take a break. It's the top of the hour break, time for the news. Stick around, everybody. You're tuned in to the Stu Daniels Show.
No dark sarcasm in the classroom. Teacher, leave them kids alone.
Go time at Chula Vista. Time for you to discover Wisconsin's most complete resort experience. 200,000 square feet of water park fun. New thrills like zip line racing. 18 holes of classic golf. Wisconsin's number one steakhouse. Hundreds of newly renovated rooms. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Chula Vista Resort is one of the nation's top 10 indoor water parks per USA Today's 2023 Reader's Choice Awards. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
A guy named Bill out in Econowoc. Bill's got some thoughts on that.
Yeah, thanks for talking about what you're talking about right now. Your station, you raise the bar high for integrity. You are a community radio station, which means you look out for all the citizens in the state of Wisconsin.
Daily conversations about Wisconsin's latest headlines and stories. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
Weekday mornings 6 till 8.
On your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be...